So let's go to the third wheel. The third wheel is called practice humility, which for me was the greatest lesson of all time, and it was also the most difficult. Every once in a while, I have to watch myself that I temper my ego, because I love to have, I'm very proud of my ego. And I had a friend, and I was talking to her yesterday, the first time we've talked in over a year, I said, still tell that story. She says, okay, I'm so glad. But I had a friend who was in the middle of my mess. Sit down with me one day as I'm like in tears going, I just don't know. She says, Dave, your son's addiction is not about you. Yes, it is, man. I should be able to fix it. I should be able to this. It's making me look like a bad parent. I got to, you know, I was like, Dave, it's not about you. Said, yes, it is. No, it's not. She says, what's your world look like when it's perfect? And I said, I don't know. What are you getting at? She says, what's your, when your world is perfect, what does it look like? So I said, give me an example. She says, well, you like being right, don't you? I said, amen. Who doesn't like to be right? She says, okay, you like to be in control? I'm a sales guy, definitely. Love to be in control. She says, you like being good? Yes, I love being good. I'm thinking of forgetting the fourth. See, I'm old enough to forget things. But anyway, she says to me, she says, think about this for a minute. If you want to be, you know, in control, you want to be right, you want to be good, you want to be the mystery thing, okay? That means that everybody across from you has to be willing to be bad, wrong, and cede control. Who wants to play with you? Nobody. She says, so what you're doing is that you're building this wall up to protect yourself from the stuff that scares you the most and hurts you the most, the ego thing, and what you're actually doing is you're repelling the people that can help you the most. You're turning them away because you have to be strong. I said, wow, that's pretty powerful. So when we think about it, is that, you know, one of the things that I've learned and my real focus in this whole 100 Pedals things is more dads than moms, and no offense, moms. But moms, when they suffer, they have a great way of building a committee and huddling up and solving the world's problems. Dads go back to work and hunker down. And they suffer in their quiet silence because they have to be tough and strong and they're used to fixing things. So what I learned is that, you know, instead of saying, well, it's all about me and I have to figure out a way to fix this, basically what I said is, okay, screw it. I'm having trouble, people. What's your advice? Who can hug me? Who can hold me? Who can encourage me? And in my vulnerability and my humility, I was able to make a difference in my life because I was now able to access the resources of people that were I was repelling earlier. And so when you think about the third wheel on a bicycle, which is the practice humility wheel, it's the back wheel on a bike, because who wants to be at the back of anything? But when you think about a bicycle, everything that supports the bike comes from the back wheel. That's where your butt hangs the hardest, right? You kind of lean on the handlebars, but you're all tushy on the backside. Without that back wheel, you're going nowhere. And that's what that is. It's practicing humility, learning to lean on that back wheel and allowing that back wheel to give you the strength to move forward. You can't do it alone. And the fourth wheel is that little set of gears in the back. That's why I told you it was creative, isn't it? The fourth wheel is that little set of gears in the back, and it's called make a commitment. And if you ever looked at a bicycle today, especially, nobody has a single speed bike anymore. I remember the times when we all did, but very few people do. Everybody's got a multi-speed bike. Why do we have so many gears on the back of a bicycle? Because no matter what direction we're heading, whether we're going upwind, downwind, uphill, downhill, we find a gear that keeps us moving. It's the same with life. Make a commitment to something and keep moving. Doesn't mean we have to know where we're going necessarily. All it needs to do is we need to make sure that we keep moving forward. We will find what we're looking for when we keep moving. That's make a commitment. So there you have it, the four wheels of personal recovery. Embrace responsibility, live with passion, practice humility, and make a commitment. Now I've defined for my life, that's how I live from this place going forward.